Right. So the dual practices with Cincinnati.
Right.
In your experiences before you got to the Giants, have you ever done a dual practice with
No, I haven't.
No, what are you expecting?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna look at it like it's a game because you know it's gonna be fiery. Like guys are gonna be fired up. So like I'm gonna look at it like it's a preseason game.
Do you anticipate a little more fire, a little more chippiness? I know coaches want to make things very controlled. They don't want any trouble.
Right.
Do you worry about that much?
I'm not worried, but like I know that guys are going to be fired up. It's going to be real chippy because, you know, we're not teammates. So, you know, once you step on the field, like you have to look at it like it's a game.
From your perspective, how much or what specifically do you think it will do to help you guys to be able to get away from camp for a week to go out and face some other people?
Well, I think it's just more of a mindset. You know, when you're here practicing with your guys every day, you know, certain things you can do, certain things you can't do. You know, you get used to going against the wideouts, or you get used to going against the same lineman. So just having to see like different faces, different techniques, different guys will help us in the long run.
And as far as the corner competition's going, that depth chart is very tight.
Right.
How do you feel you're doing right now?
Well, I mean, I have the same mind frame every year for me. It's for me, first man, I have to make the team. Like, I mean, they can have me one on a depth chart, two on a depth chart. My mind frame every year is, man, you have to make the team first.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
All right.
Anybody else?
Something going on with your right hand?
No. I'm getting a mold put on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You okay, Coach?
How do you, you're focusing mostly on that nickel spot right now, right?
Correct.
So how do you see that competition? You know, you've played outside here in the past. How is that? You've played both,
right?
But to be focused on that one spot, how is that working out for you?
I mean, it's good for me because, like you said, I've played outside here. So just me being at nickel helps me to focus and just learn all the little details of the nickel spot.
How has Victor looked? You've gone up against him,
right? I mean, he's good, man. You know, he's fast, quick, still, hands still there. So he's the same.
Is it hard with inexperienced safeties? Is it hard for you as a corner? Because the safeties get the calls out to the corners. Is that kind of a lot of an adjustment to get used to?
Well, I mean, it's not really hard because I think just overall, like just being a corner, you have to know what to do anyway. So like whether you have a vet back there or whether you have a rookie, like it's on us to know our jobs.